It's interesting watching people all over Twitter and social media, sort of mainstream people now, freaking out over the fact that the Department of Homeland Security has now directly named anyone who opposes lockdowns or mask mandates or vaccine mandates as a terrorist, or anyone who thinks the election might have been rigged as terrorists. So this is now directly out of DHS. It was in a bulletin last Friday. And it's confirming the things that most people thought were just conspiracy theories for all these years. You know, Alex Jones is probably the most prominent invisible person who has been warning about this all these years. And I've seen all over Twitter, you know, people totally freaking out and asking, how did Alex Jones know? How did he know? Well, as he tells you himself, it's because this was all pre-announced. This has been in the documents for a very long time. You know, when the CDC announces COVID death camps on the CDC website last year, of course, they call them green zones, by the way. They don't call them death camps, but they announced it all. They even have a whole section in there about how they're going to cause mental trauma and increase suicides and everything, ripping families apart from isolation and loneliness and everything. They openly talk about it in their document. Look, the thing here is, most people just don't, they're not aware of anything. They don't read anything. They don't look into anything. And so they're astonished, they're amazed when someone like Alex Jones reads the documents that the government publishes on government websites. And then Alex tells you this is what they're planning on doing. And even Alex says, it's not rocket science. They're telling you their plans. But people are amazed. They're astonished because most people just don't read it. They get their news from watered down CNN or wherever. They let somebody else analyze documents and then tell them what it means. So it comes to an astonishing conclusion. Most people get their information not firsthand, not even secondhand, but thirdhand. For example, there's a lot of people right now taking the vaccines and they will claim, oh, I believe in science. And you can always ask them, oh, that's great. Which science papers have you read recently? And they'll tell you, they'll admit, or just change the subject, but if they had to admit it, they've read no science papers. They have no idea what any science papers are. They don't scan the journals. They don't read the papers. They don't even know how to read the papers, frankly. They don't know even basics about statistics or sample size or, you know, curve fit or anything like that. So they don't read science. They let somebody else tell them what the science is. And usually that someone else is CNN, which isn't interested in any legitimate science at all. So truly, most people are astonished when somebody can read. And it's like we're living in the age of mass ignorance, of just sort of popular ignorance, where people feel like it's a good thing to not know anything. And then to just be told what to think by someone else who's interpreting all the raw data and the raw science. But most people don't want to do anything themselves except be consumers of information. And that allows them to be easily controlled or deceived by those who are aggregating and then distorting information. And so this is how we end up where we are right now, where most of the United States and Canada and other countries is populated by people who really have no idea about reality. They simply have no knowledge about what's happening in the world around them. For example, if you told people that Planned Parenthood centers are killing babies after they're born, the babies are being killed while they're alive, the average person would say, oh, that can't possibly be true. That's crazy. Well, it's the law in New York, actually. It was passed, what, in 2018? To great fanfare? Or what came out recently, the babies are being organ harvested after they're born alive. They're being kept alive so their organs can be harvested with fresh blood flow. This is all in the documents that have come out via FOIA requests. The average person has no clue. No clue whatsoever. I remember, it seems like it was about 15 years ago, a doctor friend of mine who has since long since died. But I remember telling him then that there was organ harvesting in China. And he was like, there's no organ harvesting in China. And the way it goes with doctors is they tell themselves the following. If that were true, I would have known about it. And doctors, for some reason, doctors say this all the time to themselves. If that were true, I would have known about it. You tell a doctor today that all these major vaccines today, the COVID vaccines, are all made with research using aborted human fetal tissue harvested from dead human babies, and they will scoff and say, that can't be true. If that were true, I would have known about it. So what they tell themselves then is that the only things that could possibly be true are things they already know about, that there's nothing out there happening that they don't know about. In other words, they assign themselves omniscience. They think they're God. They think they know every possible thing that could possibly, that could be known. And anything outside their knowledge must not be true. A lot of people operate that way. And of course, they are the most ignorant people of all. But it's not just doctors. A lot of just regular people, they tend to, and this is actually a very common psychological phenomenon, they vastly overestimate their own knowledge base. They think they're well-informed when they're not informed at all. Like, they think they're 99 out of 100. They're like 2 out of 100, actually, in terms of their information. Just think about it. The average American has no clue about fiat currency, the Federal Reserve. You know, they don't know how money works. They don't know why gold is useful. They don't know anything about medicine, science, history, anthropology, archaeology, physics, chemistry, you know, space exploration, the real buried history of humanity. They don't know anything about anything. Well, except they do know about celebrities and football and TV shows and pop singers, things that don't matter. They're experts on that. But about the things that do matter, they are completely oblivious. So that's why when they hear somebody who accurately predicts something like Alex Jones saying, oh, they're going to designate anti-vaxxers as terrorists, these mainstream masses are just astonished, amazed, like, how did you tell in the future? You're amazing. And it's even as Alex explains, it's really not, it's just that Alex takes the time to read the documents and then explain them. And he's got a vast memory, by the way. He can remember a lot of documents spanning a lot of years. And in many ways, I'm the same way. So when Alex and I get together, usually on his show, and he and I are talking about things, we can both bring in information from a document from 10 years earlier or 15 years ago or 5 years ago. And we can connect the dots on things that happened over all of these years, whereas the average person, the average consumer of information has a memory span of about 5 minutes. I mean, think about it. The typical American doesn't even remember that a year ago or even 6 months ago, the media was making all these amazing promises about how the vaccines would end the pandemic and get us back to normal. Remember that? There were mainstream media articles talking about how quickly can we all get back to normal? Like, which vaccine is going to get us back to normal the soonest? And they all had predictions that by July, the pandemic would be over because we would have reached herd immunity. It's going to be over because the vaccines are the answer. Everybody take the vaccines. It's your pathway to freedom. That was just 6 months ago, folks. And yet the average media consumer who has a memory of a goldfish is now saying, well, I guess I'm going to have to take a booster shot. Guess we're going to have to hunker down for another lockdown. Guess we're going to have to do what we're told with more masks and more social distancing and more vaccines. Because now we're told that, well, I guess the story is that the unvaccinated people ruined it for everybody. By them not getting vaccinated, they ruined your vaccine somehow. They ruined your vaccine. They made your vaccine fail and they made you sick, even though you were promised that your vaccine would protect you and give you freedom and get us all back to normal. But it was all a lie. It's just that typical consumers don't remember it. They have no concept of even recent history. And remember, in an Orwellian society, a Ministry of Truth society, he who controls the past controls the present. And since people don't have any memories of the past, not even 6 months ago, they can be manipulated very easily in the present. And also, from Orwell, he who controls the present controls the future. So if you can just reorient all the, quote, facts, and by the way, the road to hell is paved with fact checkers. Whoever can reorient all the facts to fit the present narratives can control the future and get whatever they want. Just tell people whatever they want. They can change the narrative from Saturday to Sunday, and 90% of the typical information consumers will just go along with it because they don't read any documents themselves. They don't do any investigations themselves. They have no ability to understand anything other than what they're told. So I know you're not in that category. You and I, we are independent thinkers. We parse information. We are rational. We look at the evidence, and we can draw from evidence from decades ago. We understand a lot about human history. And even though we can't possibly know everything, we know worlds more than the typical consumers who know nothing, that's for sure. But we know enough to know how the government operates and to know how they're lying to us and to know that they're going to continue to lie to us over and over again. We know enough to be skeptical of what we're told about vaccines and masks and lockdowns and everything else. So staying informed is your survival strategy in all of this. The more information you have, the more resistant you are to being manipulated by the fake news media that relies on people having no memory to be able to trick people into the new sudden narrative, even if it's a contradiction of the narrative that they were pushing, you know, yesterday. So information and a memory, these are your survival strategies. And that's what I work to do to give you every day, is information and analysis so that we have the knowledge that can truly protect us from these mass murderers running a global extinction program under the cover of a vaccine health emergency. So stay informed. Keep watching my videos and podcasts at Brighteon.com. You can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. And we're launching Brighteon.tv, the new broadcast platform, on August 24th with shows starting at 9 a.m. Eastern and running until 9 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. It's going to be loads of fun, and you'll have a lot of information there. So stay informed, and you may be able to survive all this. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care.